When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back into Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainer filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sippel, and Bill Bush alongside. Only about 15, 20 minutes left in the show. We got a lot of stuff to still get to. First up is going to be Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Mid Plains Advisors.
Are you ready, Bill?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That is right. Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, your ATMs, the cash cows of good old Lincoln. Call them today, 402-730-7387 to schedule your free financial consultation
good old Lincoln
today. It is a Cool Parenting Tips Thursday, correct, Bill?
Yes.
All right, the floor is yours.
And right here in good old Lincoln.
That's what I said, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah. It's something we need to trademark that.
Kind of ad-libbed it over there,
you
didn't
did.
You?
Kind of, I did. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right,
100,
man.
100.
That's what I'm talking about. You're feeling comfortable over there.
Not yeah. Trust me. No, I'm not. Not anymore. Not anymore. You're
feeling very comfortable over there.
Like ad-libbing.
Oh, yeah. Those cash cows, like I said. Tell you one thing. It's rainy outside. It's not rainy in their world. Every day is 72 and sunny.
It's raining money.
It's raining money. Here you go. That's what it is. I'm telling you, those guys. And remember, the nice part about this swim, you probably don't know this, when you make your money every week, they have the money in a vault. So you just pull up to the drive-thru,
yeah,
and they bring your cash out to you. Dang. That you made that week.
Dang it.
And so, yeah, so it's a really good deal.
I got to get with them.
I have heard the rumors that it's tax-free, though.
It is. You don't have the app?
Okay.
Yeah, you run it through the tax-free app. That's day one stuff,
okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're getting yelled at over here by the guy in the middle.
I'm saying app.
Run it through the app.
Through that, yeah.
I thought you were saying let's get going. Let's keep
churns
it moving.
The app churns.
The app churns the money.
Yeah.
It does. It is cool parenting tips today. I think it's very important people really lock in on this one.
I'm locked.
Okay. Lead the leftover lifestyle. Master the to-go trait. Teach your kids to say yes to to-go food. So here's a trick you need to know as a youth.
Yes.
And you're at someone's house, parents aren't with you, say it's your daughter, they're over at someone's house, and the mom says, you want me to wrap this up in some foil and send it home with you? And usually it's always like, no, it's okay, it's fine. No. Always take the food. First of all, it's respectful.
Yeah.
It's right away, it's a sign of that the hostess did great. Also like that, it's also very beneficial for the parents too. Because look, whenever my kid leaves the house like that, if Gigi leaves and she's going somewhere, right away it's like, we're going to a barbecue like that. Hey, see if you can grab some food on the way out. Bring me some home. So always have her bring. She brought me some
nothing
cake home last
that
night. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't.
But teach your kids the
that's a good one.
Teach your kids the importance of when someone offers you something, hey, I'll put it on a paper plate and put some foil over it. Like, oh, no, I'm fine. No, you're not.
Take it.
Always take it. It is the polite way. Hmm. It's the polite way to do it. It's always nice to have it back at home. Your call, even if some things like, oh wow, you know, the food wasn't, I really don't want that. Take it anyway. Wrap it in foil.
This is an interesting one.
What did you do it, Steve?
Well,
I always do.
Here's why it's interesting. because your first reaction, why is our first reaction? No, no, you don't have to do that just because we're nice.
Yeah, why? Yeah, it's like trying to be nice. Like, no, you're being rude.
Right.
When someone offers it to you,
yeah, why?
There's
why
never a time when the husband's home going, why'd you give away the cheesy potatoes? Right. No, he's like, no, because I gave them to Connie,
right,
and she took them home.
Right. It's a nice gesture. Just take the gesture.
And you think you're being the nice gesture in reverse, and you're not.
Right.
When you say that, no, I'm good. Well, we're good. I'm fine. Don't worry about
me. Total win-win because you're being nice to the person and you're getting a plate.
Yeah, you're getting a plate. And it's always, put it this way, every time they offer you a plate, how many times do you think it's bad? It's not. It's something good. It might be cake, might be cook, might be ribs, it might, you name it, it's something good.
Mm-hmm.
So a cool parenting
I like that one.
Teach your kids every time they go someplace. No one ever told me that. I've done the no-no before.
I know, me too.
That's dumb. Why? Then right away, then is it really that hard to put it in your truck?
No.
No, it's not. It's not hard at all.
No, I don't know why the first reaction is always, no, you don't have to do that.
You're trying to be nice, just trying to be cool. Just be like that.
Load it up. Load up the tray.
So,
load up the plate.
And it really started with me probably more in recruiting. We'd be able to go to a lot of in-home visits and there'd be meals. They'd be like, hey, coach, you want to wrap some up for having the hotel later? Every time. Absolutely. No, I'd take it. That'd be great. I'd love to have some wings tonight about midnight.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So they always take it home.
Yeah.
So, somebody did ask, does this work for recruiting in-home visits too?
Absolutely. It was a big part of it, taking it home. But I don't think But I don't think parents would ever talk to someone like, hey, FYI, you're going to this deal. Mm-hmm. If they offer you food to go, always say yes.
It's good advice.
Always say yes.
The greatest thing is,
I wish somebody would have told me that when I was 13.
Yeah, me too.
The greatest thing is whenever I'm at my grandparents, my girlfriend's parents' house, whether it's a holiday or whether it's just a random Sunday night, they pull out the to-go containers that they keep, and they will just start to collect them. They pull them out. They send them offside. It says, all right, it's free reign for everybody.
Really?
So you go over there. You put your stuff in there.
Do you return the to-go containers?
Sometimes. It depends. There's other ones. There's nicer ones than others.
Some people, I'm always amazed by people who say, no, you don't have to return the container. Yeah. Really?
I just love the plate with foil.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. If someone has a choice, then you know it's like there's no non-returning, and it's a plate with foil. And you know what? If it's cake and some of the frosting gets on the foil, what do? Lick it off.
There you go.
It's what you do. Just lick the frosting off the tin foil.
At least.
No, it wouldn't bother me one bit.
Gus, okay, some reaction from the text line. Gus Mohawk says, I got some leftover mom's meatloaf and cornbread for lunch today. How about that?
Oh, awesome.
He says,
nice. Sounds good.
He says, I get a couple family members that just randomly drop off leftovers.
God, that would be a great, that'd be a great day,
that's
wouldn't
a good one,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meatloaf is better second day.
It is.
It is.
It is.
There's a couple foods that are better second
day.
Yeah.
It's odd. Meatloaf's that way.
Yep. And you make, how happy is the person when they send it home with you? And especially this one too, I'd be kind of like, hey, by the way, you have a little bit of those potatoes too? You can throw those on there?
Yeah.
Right away they're going like,
sure.
They're like, yeah, sure. And they feel so good about themselves. When you leave, you go look around going, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
They took everything. That means you crushed the meal. God, it's just something
It's a great idea.
It'll make your kid popular.
Yeah, don't, my takeaway from this Bill's Thrills is don't automatically decline.
No.
Yeah.
You should never.
I don't know why I do that.
I've done it myself. Yeah. I'm an idiot myself.
How about this? Yeah. Axel Foley says, I never thought of it this way. I usually just say no because I thought I was being polite.
Right.
Not taking their food, but I think you just changed my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's a complete mind changer.
No, you changed my mind. It's a mindset changer. Yeah.
This is also part of it. Tommy says, I'm always hosting and I don't want to eat the leftovers for 5 days.
Yeah.
Please take the plate. Preach on, Bill. That's what somebody said on the YouTube stream. Mark on the YouTube stream said, when it's at our house, yes, please take the food with you. We always have more than if you need it, than you need. If you don't take it, it'll end up in the garbage because I will not eat it.
This will create love and this will create...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
that'll carry over to fandom, which will help with NIL, which will help Nebraska football get back into the playoffs.
There it is.
It'll save you money,
and
too.
And it's all going to start from just saying yes.
How about the leftovers in a Cool Whip container?
Well, that's a classic. Right now, so my mom has had a Cool Whip container in her, full of Cool Whip, in her refrigerator for over 60 years. There's always a tub of Cool Whip at all times. There's never a time there's not a cup of, and also, that was America's Tupperware. So my mom had probably 30 of them. That's everything went in the Tupperware.
Cool Whip.
Yeah. But so you just pull it out. Boom. Yeah. Want some spaghetti? It's in the Cool Whip bowl. Yeah, all the time.
Last one, Ellis in Illinois says, thank you, Bill, for helping me become a better person.
Thank you. That's very kind of the listeners. That made me think today.
That is Bill's Thrills, great rendition of Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. It's time for the game show. We said it yesterday, talked about the 2011 draft. How about that's the topic today. If you think you know your 2011 NFL draft picks, the last year that Nebraska had a first-round selection, I will give you the position, and I will give you the team that drafted them in the 2011 NFL draft. The lowest pick is pick 35. That's the lowest question that you're going to get.
Use Schaefer on this one.
Probably.
We could use Schaefer.
But if you think you know your 2011 NFL draft,
I don't.
We have Shut Up Simple for a chance to win a business.
No idea.
A business box.
Not even heavy NFL that year.
We'll do Shut Up Simple right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple, brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. It is time to contend for a business box of bagels, courtesy of our friends at Bagels and Joe. And we have our contests. No, we don't. Nobody wants any of this.
We're 2-1, Steve.
I truly believe that you guys will be just fine today.
Okay.
I truly believe that. Even the caller will be just fine today.
We don't have a caller.
Not yet. Yes, people are scared.
The show's tanking.
All you got to do is ask people to call, and they will call.
All right.
Well, call.
Look at Josh.
We're watching him. Josh is standing there by the phone. There's nothing.
Now they're lighting up. We had multiple. They lit up at the same time.
If you ask him to call, they'll call.
Yes.
2011 NFL draft. What were you guys doing in 2011?
I was here.
Where were we at?
I'd been at Wisconsin.
Okay.
I was here covering the team.
Same thing you're doing now?
The Bo Pelini era.
Yeah.
Were you at the game when Melvin Gordon rushed for 400 yards?
I was. It was very uncomfortable.
Fun day.
It was a snowy day.
It started to snow late.
It was rough.
It was a rough day.
All right. JR is our contestant. JR, how do we feel about 2011 NFL draft?
Not great. I'm hoping for an overtime win.
Thank you, JR. So are we. That's all we're hoping for,
too. I truly believe that you guys will be just fine.
JR will set the number.
I made these layups. All right. JR, first one goes to you. 2011 NFL draft. Here we go. What Auburn quarterback was taken first overall by the Carolina Panthers?
Cam Newton.
Okay. That's a tough one.
See, there we go. I told you guys it's layups.
I'm glad, JR.
Are we feeling better?
All right, JR, we're in a pickle now.
Here we go. Simple. First one to you. JR leads 1-0. What Alabama wide receiver was taken sixth overall by the Atlanta Falcons? Sixth overall by the Atlanta Falcons.
I have a guess.
Alabama wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. We should know this.
You should know this.
I have a guess.
I butchered his name a lot, I think. Did I have butchered his name?
I cannot tell you.
Tall.
Yep.
Tall.
Okay. Sure. Wide receiver.
Yeah, wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Tall.
Not slot.
No, not a little guy.
I have a guess if you don't have
sixth
it.
I want you to guess. By the Atlanta Falcons.
I want you to guess, okay. Bill.
Is it Ridley?
It is not Calvin Ridley.
JR,
would you like to steal that one?
I believe that was Julio Jones.
Yep.
That is correct. Julio Jones.
Yes. It drove Jake crazy because I called him Julio Jones.
Yes.
Julio Jones is
Julio
correct.
Julio Jones.
I knew it was one of the two, and I thought it was obscure.
It's okay.
You guys need to steal this one to get the win.
Okay.
JR, for the win, what Alabama running back was taken 22nd overall by the New Orleans Saints?
It's easy.
What position?
Running back.
Running back?
Yes.
I can see him.
Is that Alvin Kamara?
It is not Alvin Kamara.
You guys have to steal this one. I know him. He won the Heisman, right?
Yes.
He's a bigger dude. He's a big back. He'll plow you over.
He was selected 22nd overall in the 2011 NFL draft out of Bama. Gentlemen.
I didn't see Ingram. Ingram.
Okay.
Brilliant. I didn't show it to him.
You did not show it to him.
I tried to show it to him, and he wouldn't take it.
I don't have my glasses on.
Okay, it's 2-1. All right, Sipple. This TCU quarterback was taken in the second round by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's a dual threat,
dude.
Redhead.
Bill. Don't make me shut the mic off.
Yeah, and I didn't have that.
You're out of the back pocket. I know, JR. I'm trying to mediate.
I didn't know he's a white guy. Now I do. Okay, not a black guy with red hair.
Sipple, you have 5 seconds. TCU quarterback.
Yeah, no.
Five. Four. Three.
Don't have it.
Two.
Don't have it.
One. I'm going to go ahead and give you the horns.
Okay.
JR needs. JR, you need that.
Yeah, JR needs.
Thank you, JR.
Congratulations, JR.
The red rifle, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, 35th overall by the Cincinnati Bengals. JR, congrats, man. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for playing, calling down the
Ridley,
road, man.
Ridley, I'm an idiot.
And you, shut up, Sip.
There he is.
Thank you,
just
JR.
Just like that. All right, yep. All right, you guys want to know the tiebreaker here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Should have known Andy Dalton.
Should have known Julio Jones and Andy Dalton, probably.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker. So not including the new Big Ten schools, so USC, Washington, Oregon, and UCLA. How many players from the Big Ten were drafted in the 2011 NFL draft first round? First round of the NFL draft.
How many Big Ten?
How many players from the Big Ten conference were drafted in the first round of the 2011 NFL draft?
You're putting a number out, Bill. I'll go over or under. I got the easy part.
Seven.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Okay.
That's a good number. Over.
Don't even worry about answering. It's right on the money. Seven.
Oh.
Don't even worry about answering.
That happens all the time.
Seven.
It does.
Just like that. Nice job.
The best part, he waited for a while.
The volume wasn't up. I clicked it instantly. The volume was not up.
But, hey, that was a good game show. You
appreciate,
did good.
Appreciate JR for calling.
That was
calling
good.
In. Thank you. Thank you.
Those weren't that bad.
Throwback Thursday.
Those weren't that bad.
No. All right, Bill's got to get out of here. Spillover with AD and AG is coming up next with myself and Sipple. We'll be right back on Early Break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.